The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 11, text number 20, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 12th, 2007, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 11, text number 20. Navaisva vakshosya vipaksha evava. Parashamrit yor vishatasamang praja. Sangdhavamanam anudabhant yanisha. Yadara jankshanilam bhutta sankha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His feature of eternal time, is present in the material world and is neutral towards everyone. No one is His ally and no one is His enemy. Within the jurisdiction of the time element, everyone enjoys or suffers the results of his own karma or fruitive activities. As when the wind blows, small particles of dust fly in the air, so according to one's particular karma, one suffers or enjoys material life. Purport. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of all causes, He is not responsible for anyone's material sufferings or enjoyment. There is no such partiality on the part of the Supreme Lord. The less intelligent accuse the Supreme Lord of being partial and claim that this is why one enjoys in this material world and another suffers. But this verse specifically says that there is no such partiality on the part of the Supreme Lord. Living entities, however, are never independent. As soon as they declare their independence of the Supreme Controller, they immediately put into this material world to try their luck freely as far as possible. When the material world is created for such misguided living entities, they create their own karma, fruitive activities, and take advantage of the time element, and thereby they create their own fortune or misfortune. Everyone is created, everyone is maintained, and everyone is ultimately killed. As far as these three things are concerned, the Lord is equal to everyone. It is according to one's karma that one suffers and enjoys. The living entity's higher or lower position, his suffering and enjoying are due to his own karma. The exact word used in this connection is anisha, which means dependent on their own karma. The example is given that the government gives everyone the facilities for governmental action and management, but by one's own choice, one creates a situation which obliges him to exist under different types of consciousness. The example given in this verse is that when the wind blows, particles of dust float in the air. Gradually, lightning occurs, and then torrents of rain follow, and thus the rainy season creates a situation of varieties in the forest. God is very kind. He gives everyone an equal chance, but by the resultant actions of one's own karma, one suffers or enjoys this material world.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha.
So, this explains very nicely how it is that the living entities get into this predicament known as the material world.
Taigi čia labai aiškiai paaiškinta, kaip gyvosios esybės patenka į šitą materialų pasaulį.
Some foolish people want to blame God.
Kai kurie kvaili žmonės nori šmeišti Dievą.
Just imagine if a criminal is arrested by the police.
Paprasčiausiai įsivaizduokit, jeigu kažkoks nusikaltėlis yra areštuojamas policijos.
And he is arrested and taken to the judge.
Ir jis areštuojamas taip pat yra, reiškia, pristatomas teisėjui.
If he argues with the judge that actually it is not my fault that I committed the crime.
Jeigu jisai paprasčiausiai ginčiasi su teisėju, kad tai ne mano kaltė, jog aš padariau nusikaltimą.
It's the government's fault.
Tai yra vyriausybės kaltė.
The government should be held accountable, not me, for my crime.
Valstybė turėtų būti teisima, bet ne aš.
Will that be accepted by the judge?
Ar teisėjas tai priims?
No, you violated the laws of the government.
Ne, teisėjas to nepriims. Jūs pažeidėte valstybės įstatymus.
Therefore, you must go to prison.
Todėl jūs turite eiti į kalėjimą.
So, many people say, well, it's not really my fault I'm in this material world.
Taigi žmonės dažnai taip sako, o tai iš tikrųjų nėra mano kaltė, kad aš čia pakliuvau tą materialų pasaulį.
It's God's fault.
Čia Dievo kaltė.
Because he gave me free will.
Kadangi jis davė man laisvą pasirinkimą.
Therefore, he's responsible for my sinful activities.
Todėl jis ir yra atsakingas už mano nuodėmingą veiklą.
And I should not be punished.
Jo, aš neturėčiau būti nubaustas.
I am faultless.
Aš visiškai nekaltas.
It is God who is at fault.
Aš neturiu trūkumų, Dievas turi trūkumų.
So, what is the counter argument for that argument?
Ir koksgi yra argumentas prieš šitą argumentą?
The Vaishnava has to know what is the counter argument.
Vaishnava turi žinoti šios argumentas.
They say that God is either all powerful or he's all good, but he can't be both.
Jie sako, kad Dievas yra visa, turi visą galybę ir jis yra pats geriausias, bet jis negali būti iš karto to abiejus abiems savybėms.
They say that he was all powerful, he would not allow evil to exist.
Jie sako, kad jeigu jis būtų iš tikrųjų toksai galingas, pats galingiausias, jis neleistų egzistuoti blogiui.
They say the existence of evil proves that he's not all powerful.
Blogio egzistavimas įrodo, kad jis nėra visagalis.
And they say that if he's all good, then he wouldn't allow people to suffer.
Ir jeigu jis yra visų geriausias, tai jis neleistų žmonėms kentėti.
That the people are suffering, that means he's not all good.
Jeigu žmonės kenčia, tai reiškia, kad jis nėra gerą linkintis.
So they say he's either all powerful or he's all good.
Tai jie sako, kad jis nėra nei pats galingiausias, nei pats geriausias.
But he can't be both.
But
he cannot be both. All powerful and all good. That's their argument.
Jis negali būti į vienu metu ir geras, ir visagalis.
Because if evil exists,
kadangi blogis egzistuoja,
he's all powerful, but he's not all good.
Jisai yra pats galingiausias, bet ne, ne geriausias.
Or he's all good, but he's not all powerful.
Because jisai yra pats geriausias, bet ne galingiausias.
He doesn't want the evil to be there, but because he's not all powerful, he cannot stop it.
Jis nenori, kad egzistuotų blogis, bet jis negali sustabdyti, kadangi jisai nėra visagalis.
Shishi Nitai Gora Chandra ki jai, Shishi Vara Namadar ki jai. So, how do we defeat these arguments? The fact is that God is all-powerful and He's all-good. So how can He be both? The Lord endows the living entities with free will for a specific purpose.
Viešpats suteikia gyvom esybėm pasirinkimo laisvę su tam tikru tikslu.
Actually, living entity means free will.
Iš tikrųjų, gyvoji esybė tai jau ir reiškia pasirinkimo laisvę.
If there's no free will, there's not even a living entity.
Jeigu nėra laisvos valios, tai nėra ir gyvos esybės.
Just like a rock doesn't have any free will.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, akmuo jis neturi jokios pasirinkimo laisvės.
It's simply a dead stone.
Tai yra toksai miręs.
Living entity means free will.
O gyva esybė tai jau ir reiškia laisva valia.
You cannot have a living entity which is devoid of free will.
Jūs negalite, nėra tokios gyvos esybės, kuri būtų atskirta nuo pasirinkimo laisvės.
Because free will is what makes the living entity a living entity.
Bet nes ta laisva valia ir padaro tą gyvą esybę gyvą esybę.
Krishna could be alone if he wanted to be.
Krishna, jeigu jis norėtų būti vienas, tai jis ir būtų vienas.
He could be the only living being if he so chose to be the only living being.
Jeigu jis būtų taip pasirinkęs, tai jis ir būtų vienas, tik tais viena gyvasybė.
But who likes to be alone?
Bet kas mėgsta būti vienas?
Everyone enjoys company.
Kiekvienas mėgaujasi kažkokia tai kompanija.
Srila Prabhupada explains you can understand the quality of the pot of rice by judging one grain of rice.
Šila Prabhupada paaiškina, kad jūs galite sužinoti, ar kokia ryžio savybės puoda paragaudami vieną ryžių.
You can understand what is the nature of the ocean by studying one drop.
Jūs galite suprasti viso vandenyno prigimtį studijuodami vieną lašelį vandens.
So even by studying our own nature, we can learn something about God. This example is given by Srila
Prabhupada.
So since we have a nature that we like to have association, that nature also exists in God. He wants to have association.
Jis nori taip pat bendrauti.
Can one be satisfied with the association of non-entities?
Ar kažkas gali būti patenkintas bendravimu ne su gyvom esybėm?
Just like if you were lonely, can you be satisfied by surrounding yourself by some rocks?
Ar jums patiktų tokia bendrija kaip akmenys?
Would that make you happy?
I say,
I'm very lonely. I say, here have a sack full of pebbles. Now you have some association. A bag full of pebbles, rocks. If I gave you a bag full of rocks, and I said, here, now you won't be lonely anymore. Here's a bag full of rocks. Would you now be happy? I have a bag full of rocks.
Ar jūs būsite laimingi, sakysite, va, čia krūvelė akmenų?
Whenever I'm lonely, I can take out my bag of rocks and associate with them and I'll be happy.
Ir aš turėsiu juos kuprinėje ir
What do you think? Will you be happy with a bag of rocks?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we cannot be happy with a bag of rocks.
Mes negalime būti laimingi su krepšiu akmenų.
Would you be happy with a bag of rocks?
O jūs?
Jeigu bus labai gražus, būsiu laimingas, kurį man
kapo. For some time, if they are very nice, I would be happy for some time.
How long?
Kiek ilgai? Not so long.
Yeah, that's right. If they are very beautiful rocks, maybe for some time. But in the end, you will be dissatisfied. So Krishna, he wants the association of living entities. Living entity, as we have described, means who has the choice to love Krishna or to leave Krishna. That makes the living being's association interesting for Krishna. To give that person the free will to love Krishna or to leave him makes it very interesting for the Lord.
Ir tas pasirinkimas arba mylėti Krishna arba jį palikti labiausiai domina Krishna.
Krishna wants to have a loving relationship with the living entities.
Krishna nori turėti meilės santykius su gyvom esybėm.
Love has to be voluntary.
Ir meilė turi būti savanoriška.
What is forced love called?
Kaip vadinasi meilė, kuri buvo
rape.
Priversta. Išprievartavimas.
That is not love. Love means it is voluntary. So the living entity must have the free will to choose whether to love Krishna or to leave Krishna. So if the living entity misuses his independence, that is his fault. That is not the fault of God. God has given him that free will so that he can actually have a beautiful, wonderful relationship with the Lord. Now it is up to the living being simply to properly utilize his free will. They say, well, why doesn't God just put an end to the material world right now and take everybody back to the spiritual world? Why doesn't God just put a stop to the material world right now? And take all the living beings back to the spiritual world. But that sounds like the police department coming and rounding up all the criminals and handcuffing them and dragging them somewhere.
But this skamba kaip kad būtų policijos nuovada, kurie ateina į materialų pasaulį, surenka visus nusikaltėlius ir nutempia juos kažkur kitur.
Krishna is inviting all of us to come back to home, back to Godhead right now.
Krishna kviečia visus mus tiesiog dabar sugrįžti atgal pas Dievą.
He has come as the supreme travel agent. He has come.
Jis atėjo kaip aukščiausias kelionių agentas.
As the supreme travel agent.
Kaip aukščiausias kelionių agentas.
He's handing out free tickets.
Jis duoda mums nemokamus bilietus.
Come home right now, I love you.
Sugrįžkite atgal namo, aš jūs myliu.
There's no need for you to rot even 1 minute longer in this material existence. Here's your free ticket. Take this ticket and immediately fly on the airplane back to home, back to Godhead.
Paimkite šitą bilietą ir iš karto skriskite tiesiai su lėktuvu atgal į dvasinį pasaulį.
Do you know what is that ticket?
Ar žinot, koks kas tai yra per bilietas?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's foolish to blame God.
Taigi tai yra kvaila šmeišti Dievą.
For your suffering condition. He is inviting you to give up your suffering right now. So why don't you take his invitation? Why do you voluntarily choose to remain in this suffering condition? Do you know why we choose to remain in this suffering condition? Because we still think, I am the Lord. I am the center of all. I will approach God. That is all right. So that He can serve me. My dear Krishna, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me.
Mano brangus Krishna, duok man tai, duok man šitai, duok man, duok man, duok man.
We do not approach Krishna to surrender to Him.
Mes nesikreipiame Krishna tam, kad atsiduotume Jam.
We approach Krishna and ask Him to surrender to us.
Mes kreipiamės į Jį, kad Jis atsiduotų mum.
Is it? That's our mistake.
Tai yra mūsų klaida.
In every religion they are doing that. The Hindus, Christians, Jews, Muslims, everyone goes to the church, the temple, the synagogue, and the mosque, and they pray, Dear God, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me. So this is a problematic situation. The thief, he is praying, Dear God, tonight I'm going to please bless me that tonight I can successfully rob a house. And the house owner is praying, My dear Lord, please protect my house from being robbed. So Prabhupada cut one joke. He said, God is perplexed. Because the thief, he's praying to rob the house, and the house owner, he's praying that my house will be protected. So God is perplexed. He doesn't know what to do. Actually, the fact is that according to their karma, they will either have their house robbed or protected. But the point I'm making is this is how people approach God with all their material desires.
Aš čia noriu parodyti, kaip žmonės kreipiasi į Dievą, kokie yra jų troškimai.
That is approaching God not in the mood of bhakti, but approaching God in the mood of kama.
Jie kreipiasi į Dievą ne su bhakti nuotaika, o su kamos nuotaika.
One has to not only approach God.
Žmogus ne tik turi kreiptis į Dievą.
Approaching God is not enough.
Vien tik tai kreiptis nepakanka.
One must approach Him in the mood of bhakti. That I am coming to the Lord to surrender to Him. It is then that the Lord will be able to deliver us from our suffering in this material existence. Krishna is giving us all facility.
Krishna suteikia mums visas galimybės.
Golokera prema dana hadi nama sankirtana. He is descended in the form of his holy name coming all the way from Goloka Vrindavan.
Jis nužengė šį pasaulį švento vardo pavidalu, keliaudamas visą kelią iš Golokos Vrindavanos.
Therefore, let us take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement.
Todėl pasinaudokime šią galimybę Krishna sąmonės judėjimu.
By taking complete shelter of the holy names of the Lord.
Priimdami visišką prieglobstį pas šventų viešpaties vardų.
In this way, we will be delivered from all suffering.
Tokiu būdu mes būsime išvaduoti nuo visų.
From all illusion.
Nuo visos iliuzijos.
From all confusion.
Nuo viso pasimetimo.
And we will regain our eternal identity in the spiritual world.
Ir mes atgausime savo pirminę dvasinę tapatybę dvasinę pasaulį.
So I can ask now if there are any questions. Wow, but four hands going up. I'll pick you first today.
Nu, čia galima sakyti, gyvenimo patirties, kaip minėjote, kad yra kaliniai dviejų tipų. Yra kaliniai, yra recidyvai, tai gal ir tokias gyvenimo patirties yra recidyvai.
So you mentioned that there are living entities who like criminals.
Who?
Which are like criminals.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
And some of them can be just the criminals and others can be like we call them recidivists. Do you know that word?
What's it then?
Recidivists.
I don't know that Lithuanian word, no.
That's not Lithuanian, actually.
Or Russian word.
It means that a person has committed many crimes and he's like...
He's called like... Yeah, I know. Someone who's...
He's like...
There's a word in English also. Someone who's like completely... Totally 100% criminal mentality.
Yeah. So... Tai čia klausimas nebuvo, kame klausimas?
Ar tokias gyvenimo būdas galim palyginti su antra rūšia? Antra rūšia. Kažkiek gyvas būtybės lygiai su nusikalteliais. Nusikalteliai gyvų iš atgalimo tarsi. Tokį pavyzdį.
So can we compare like this, that there can be also criminals in those two divisions?
Yes.
There are criminals in the mode of
goodness.
Yra nusikalteliai dorybės gūnoje.
Criminals in the mode of passion.
Yra nusikalteliai aistros gūnoje.
And criminals in the mode of ignorance. There's all kinds of criminals. There's people who rob by writing computer code. There's people who rob by grabbing some money when no one's looking.
Yra nusikalteliai, kurie pagrobė pinigus, kai niekas nemato.
And there's criminals who murder someone.
Yra nusikalteliai, kurie nužudo kažką tai dar.
So there's all varieties of criminals.
Yra daugybė įvairiausių nusikalteliai.
But whatever kind of criminal you are,
bet koks jūs bebūtumėte nusikaltelis,
it doesn't matter, sattvagun, rajagun, tamagun.
Visai nesvarbu, ar sattvaguna, rajaguna, ar tamaguna.
Your criminal mentality will keep you in this material existence.
Jūsų nusikaltėlio mentalitetas prikaustys jūs šiame materialiame pasaulyje.
Therefore, we must give up all tinges of the modes of nature.
Todėl mes turime atmesti visas visus polinkius materialioms gamtos.
And become completely absorbed 24 hours a day in ahaituki bhakti.
Ir 24 valandas per parą turime būti užsiėmę ahaituki bhakti.
Next question.
You have condemned that people, those who approach to God with materialistic interest.
Condemned. You have condemned the people who approach in God with their materialistic desires.
I don't condemn anyone.
Not condemned.
I mean,
they condemn themselves. I'm trying to save them. I don't condemn anyone.
Aš nepasmerkiau nieko, sako, jie patys save pasmerkė.
In such way.
They condemn themselves. Not, I don't condemn.
Aš jį nepasmerkiau, jie patys save
pasmerkė. All right, so anyway, what's the point? Go ahead.
So, Dhruva Maharaja, he also had some materialistic interest, but ultimately he...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So what's the question?
So
maybe it's not so bad.
Well, if you want to approach God with your material desires,
su materialiais troškimais. Tačiau Dhruva Maharaja taip pat turėjo patirti troškimų, bet kai skaitėme, jisai pasiekė tobulumą, kaip dabar mums. Galbūt visai nėra taip blogai turėti materialių troškimų.
If you want to approach God with your US translator.
Jeigu jūs norite kreiptis į Dievą su materialiais troškimais.
If you want to follow the Dhruva Maharaj Sampradaya.
Jeigu jūs norite sekti Dhruva Maharaja Sampradaya.
And approach God with your material desires.
Kreipiantis į Dievą su materialiais troškimais.
Then you must be prepared to do similar austerities as Dhruva Maharaj.
Tada jūs turite būti pasiruošę atlikti tokias pat askezes kaip ir Dhruva Maharaj.
Can you do that?
Ar jūs galite tai padaryti?
So what's the point?
Taigi, kame esmė?
He became so advanced in his austerities just by holding his own breath he was choking up the whole universe.
Jis taip buvo pažengęs savo askezėse, kad sulaikydamas orą savyje, jis pradėjo dusinti visą visatą.
If you're not so advanced to be able to choke up the whole universe by holding your breath,
jeigu jūs nesate tiek pažengęs, kad galite paveikti visą visatą savo kvėpavimu,
then I would suggest to you that you follow the Prabhupada Sampradaya.
Aš patarčiau jums sekti šios Prabhupada Sampradaya.
By cultivating pure Krishna Bhakti.
Kultivuojant tyrą Krishna Bhakti.
In this way you realize God.
Tokiu būdu jūs suvoksite Dievą.
Norėjau, galima? Reiškia, jis labai gerai pasakė apie bilietą, jo? Jeigu aš jau nusipirkau šitą bilietą, bet jeigu aš jį supurvinau, ar suplėšiau, ar pamečiau ir lipau į tą lėktuvą ir atėjau kontrolę, tada aš tampu nusikaltelis Krišnos sąmonėj ir tada įmetamas į kalėjimą, ta prasme į pragarą. Ar norėjau paklausyti, iš to klausimo. Reiškia, yra nusikaltelių tos aistros, būnų, dorybės, ar nėra nusikaltelis Krišnos sąmonėj pats baisiausias?
I may purchase a ticket, but maybe I make it dirty or tear it or lost it, and I got into that airplane. But when the control department would come to check it, I do not have a ticket. So maybe I am the worst criminal in Krishna consciousness.
And criminal in the three
modes of in the three modes of nature.
So what's the question?
So maybe if we take up Krishna consciousness, and we also can become like criminals in those different modes. And it's maybe the worst.
So what's the question?
Koks buvo klausimas pagrindė?
Ar nėra, reiškia, su šitoj sekoj, daleiskai nusikaltinės aistrovių, ką galvos, apie ten, toks šitoks, reiškia, vienas aistrovių, kito darbybės būno, ar tas, kuris įžeidė viešpatės vardą, nėra pas didžiausias nusikaltis, jeigu jis atėjo į šventyklą ir nevykdo tam, kam jis įskirtų.
So, in essence, he wants to ask, are that one who took up the holy name and he actually offending the holy name, is he a much more bigger criminal?
No.
No.
No. Some people think, well, my chanting is so offensive, it's better I don't chant.
Kažkas gali pagalvoti, oi, mano kartojimas šventą vardą labai įžeidus ir aš toliau nekartosiu.
It doesn't matter how offensive your chanting is.
Nėra svarbu, kiek įžeidžiančiai jūs kartuojate.
If you don't chant at all, that's even more offensive.
Jeigu jūs iš vis nekartuojate, tai yra dar labiau įžeidžiančiai.
Aš ne apie tai turiu menį, aš turiu menį praktiniai veiksmai, juk šauktis viešpaties vardo, tai yra visa, nu, visi šventrašiai. Tai yra, reiškia, tai tik tai įžanga, o toliau šauksas yra visas mokslas, o visas mokslas, kaip pasiekti aukščiausią
galimybę. Tai kame klausimas? Iš naujo, pakartokit konkrečiai trumpai klausimą.
Reiškia, juk tai bilietas, ką reiškia
šauksas? Neaiškinkit klausimą, pakartokit trumpai.
Tai vakar paskaita. Tai visa tai, ką jisai vakar kalbėjo, tai yra šauktis.
Klausimą užduokit Kazimierą.
Ar tas tyras atsidavęs, ar nepaėmęs tą bilietą ir atėjęs į šventyklą, ar jis nevaidmainiauja čia ir ar jis reiškia, ar jis tyrai, va, okay. Apie ką kalba, ar jis tyrai
The step one who have taken this ticket and he is coming to the temple, maybe he can be hypocritical and he also can be like a big criminal who has taken the holy name and he's coming to the temple but not
What's serving. That shloka? Om pavitra pavitra va yuto. Let's see. We chanted in the initiation. Pundarikaksham. Purified or unpurified or even having passed through all situations, that person who takes shelter of the Pundarikaksham, the lotus feet of that beautiful lotus light or becomes purified. So,
Švarus ar nešvarus, bet kokia situacija, tas, kuris priėmė prieglaustį pas lotos akį viešpatį, jis apsivalo.
So, you may be pure, you may be impure.
Jūs galbūt esate tyras ar netyras.
If you take shelter of the beautiful lotus-eyed Lord Shri Krishna.
Bet jeigu jūs priėmėt prieglaustį pas nuostabiojo lotos akio viešpaties Krišnos.
No matter how contaminated you may be.
Nesvarbu, kiek jūs esat užsiteršęs.
You will become purified.
Jūs apsivalysite.
Do you attend Tulsi Puja in the mornings?
Ar jūs ateinate į Tulsi Puja rytais?
Have you ever come for Tulsi Puja in the morning?
Ar ateinate? Ar kada nors esate buvęs?
Oh, you must come for Tulsi Puja.
Jūs privalote ateiti į Tulsi
Puja. At 5 a.m.
5 valandą ryte.
We have one mantra we chant.
Mes ten kartuojame vieną iš mantrų.
Yani kani cha papani bamma tada kani cha tani tani panasi andi barakshana pade pade. You see, even if you have done the most heinous sin of killing a brahmana,
net jeigu jūs padarėte pačią baisiausią nuodėmę, nužudėte brahmaną,
if you will do the parikrama of Tulsi Devi during the morning Tulsi Puja, you become free from all sin.
Jei Tulsi garbinimo metu ryte jūs eisite aplinkui Tulsi darydami parikrama, jūs apsivalysite nuo tos nuodėmės.
So if you feel that you are burdened by your sins,
jeigu jūs jaučiatės, kad jūs slegia jūsų nuodėmės,
then you must come for Tulsi Puja at 5 a.m. Because even if you committed the most abominable sins, by doing the parikrama of Srimati Tulsi Devi, she will relieve you of the sinful burden. Even if you lost your ticket, she will reissue it for you.
If there will be a pure heart,
you will. If you come, you will get a pure heart. Come with your dirty heart and you go home with a clean heart. She's been waiting a long time.
Yesterday you mentioned that we are not vegetarians, we are Krishnatarians. And also we know that Krishna is engaged with other's wives. He is eating betel nuts. And
no, actually Krishna doesn't engage with anyone else's wives. That's not true.
Blindly follow Krishna.
But at this point I want to make clear. Krishna doesn't actually enjoy with anybody else's wife. Because every woman already belongs to Krishna. It's the husbands who are enjoying with someone else's wife. The husbands are the thieves. They think this woman belongs to me. Every woman belongs to Krishna. Don't think otherwise. All right. What's the next point?
So Krishna eats the betel nuts,
yeah,
and steals.
No, Krishna doesn't steal anything. Everything is his property.
Krishna taip pat nieko nevogia, jam ir taip viskas priklauso.
It's you who are the thief.
Jūs esate vagis.
You're thinking that's your jacket.
Jūs galvojate, kad čia jūsų švarkas.
That belongs to Krishna.
But it belongs to Krishna.
You're thinking that's your body. Actually, it's not your body. It belongs to Krishna. Krishna doesn't enjoy with anyone else's wife. He doesn't steal from anyone. It's we who are stealing. What's the next point?
Betel
nuts. Actually, Krishna is always in. Krishna can take betel nut, but you cannot. If you take betel nut, it'll make you go crazy. But Krishna, it doesn't make him go crazy. He can handle it. So for him, it's okay. But for you it is not. If somebody is sick in the hospital and they are on a restricted diet, so you are restricted from betel nuts. Then is that answer your question?
Ar tai atsako jūsų klausimą? She also said that Radharani has her husband also, like.
No, no, no. That's just a show.
Ne, čia Radharani reiškia neturi kito vyro, tai tik show.
That's just a show to make the pastimes more fun.
Kad tie žaidimai būtų labiau labiau patrauklus.
Krishna is the Radharani is the Ladini Shakti of Krishna.
Radharani yra Ladini Shakti, Krishna's Ladini Shakti.
No other man can touch her.
Nė vienas kitas vyras negali prisiliesti prie jos.
It is simply a show.
Tai yra paprasčiausiai show.
Yeah. What is it?
Krishna is the only Purusha.
That's another point.
Matyti, Vishnu Priya sako, kad tik tai Krishna yra vyras ir joks kitas vyras jau ir taip nebegalėtų prisidėti prie jo.
Ultimately, we are all women.
Galiausiai mes visi esam moteris.
Except for Krishna. We are all female.
Išskyrus Krishna, mes visi esam moteris.
Yes, I've heard that also, that actually the husband is actually an incarnation of, an expansion of Krishna. He is playing the role of being someone else to take the role. Actually, he is also Krishna. I've heard that also. He is Krishna pretending to be someone else. I've heard like that also, yeah.
So, can you clarify completely that point that we should do what Krishna likes, but we should not blindly follow whatever like Krishna appears to us on the superficial point of view?
We have to understand who is Krishna.
Mes turime suprast, kas yra Krishna.
With full intelligence.
So, labai protingai suprast.
We do not want blind followers here.
Mes nenorime čia aklų pasekėjų.
With your intelligence, you should understand that there is a complete whole which is greater than me.
Su savo intelektu jūs turite suvokti, kad yra tobula visuma.
You should understand that for the part to be healthy, it must serve the complete whole of which it is a part.
Yra tobula visuma, mes esame dalis, ir kad dalies pareiga yra tarnauti visai visumai.
Take your little finger, for example.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, paimsite savo mažą pirštelį rankos.
It is part of the complete whole of your body.
Tai yra visos jūsų visumos kūno visumos dalis.
For the little finger to be properly situated.
Bet tas mažas pirštelis turi tinkamai užimti savo padėtį.
It must serve the purpose of the whole body.
Jis turi tarnauti viso kūno tikslams, viso kūno tikslams.
If it is not doing that, then you will go to the doctor to have it fixed.
Ir jeigu jis ten kažko netlieka, reiškia, jūs eisite pas daktarą, kad jis jums sutaisytų tą pirštelį.
So, you are like the little finger.
Tai jūs esate tarytum tas mažas pirštelis.
And Krishna is like the whole body.
O Krishna yra kaip visas kūnas.
Therefore, you are meant to serve Krishna by nature.
Todėl natūraliai jūs esate skirti.
And if you are not, then there you need to go to the doctor.
Jeigu jūs negalite to daryti, reiškia, jums reikia eiti pas daktarą.
Do you know who is the doctor?
Ar žinote, kas yra daktaras?
The spiritual master.
Dvasinis mokytojas. Yes.
You have to go to the spiritual master, my dear Guruji.
Jūs turite nueiti pas dvasinį mokytoją ir prašyti, mano brangus Guruji.
I am disconnected from God.
Aš kažkaip tai atsijungęs nuo Dievo.
Kindly bless me that I can become reconnected with God.
Maloningai palaimink mane, kad aš vėl galėčiau susijungti.
So it is not a question of blind following.
Taigi čia nekyla klausimas dėl aklo sekimo.
Simply a question of proper understanding.
Tai yra klausimas tinkamo supratimo.
If you can clearly understand things as they are,
jeigu jūs aiškiai suprantate dalykus tokius,
and act in accordance with your understanding,
ir su tuo supratimu veikti,
you become a fully enlightened spiritual being.
jūs tapsite pilnai apšviesta gyvasybė.
So the spiritual master, he wants to train you how to become like that.
Taigi dvasinis mokytojas nori jūs apmokyti, kad jūs būtent tokie ir taptumėte.
You have to surrender to his teachings.
Ir jūs turite atsiduoti jo mokymams.
Follow his instructions.
Sekti jo nurodymais.
And then he will take you to that enlightened state of consciousness.
Ir jis atves jūs į tą apsišvietusią būseną.
But you have to obey the instructions.
Bet jūs turite paklusti nurodymams.
You have to give up your rascal independence.
Jūs turite atmesti savo niekšišką nepriklausomybę.
Is that all right? Thank you very much. Oh, we're going over time. All right, you were waiting, yeah, that's right.
Can you explain the activities that people perform nowadays that people who does karma kanda?
Practically, there's no karma kandiyas around these days. There's no karma kandiyas.
And karma yoga. So those three, if you can.
Krishna consciousness is actually karma yoga.
Krishna samanya iš tikrųjų yra karma yoga.
To engage all of your activities in the service of the Lord, that is karma yoga.
Užimti visą veiklą savo paskirti Krishna, tai yra karma yoga.
Sometimes there is a distinction made between karma yoga and bhakti yoga.
Kartais yra daroma skirtumas tarp karma yogos ir bhakti yogos.
That karma yoga is when you're still attached to acting in a certain way.
Kad karma yogoje jūs vis dar esate prisirišęs prie tam tikro būdo, kaip jūs atliekate veiklą.
And bhakti is when you can act in any way according to Krishna and Guru's instructions.
O bhakti yogoje jau jūs galite veikti bet kokiu būdu, kaip nori Krishna ir Guru.
Sometimes karma yoga is described as a preliminary stage of bhakti yoga.
Kartais karma yoga aprašoma kaip iš ankstinė tokia būsena prieš Krishna sąmonę, prieš Krishna bhakti yoga.
As far as strict followers of the karma kandiya section of the Vedas, practically we don't see such persons on this planet at this time.
Kas liečia tokius griežtus karma kandos pasiekėjus, tai praktiškai žiūrint jau planetoje tokių nebėra.
Strictly speaking, they are the only ones that are called karmis.
Jeigu taip griežtai kalbant, tai būtent jie ir būtų vadinami karmis.
Who is strictly following the karma kanda section of the Vedas, they are the actual karmis. And those who are not following the karma kanda section, they are called vikarmis. Although in a general sense, anyone who is acting for sense gratification, we say karmi.
Bet iš tokio pagrindinio supratimo mes sakome, kad tie, kurie veikia dėl jausmų tenkinimo.
Technically there's a distinction between karmi and vikarmi.
Techniškai yra skirtumas tarp karmio ir vikarmio.
The people we call karmis, they are actually vikarmis.
Žmonės, kuriuos mes dažnai vadiname karmis, jie iš tikrųjų būna vikarmis.
Those who follow karma yoga and bhakti yoga.
O tie, kurie seka karma yoga ir bhakti yoga.
They are known as akarmis.
Jie yra vadinami dar akarmis.
Or devotees.
Arba atsidavusiais.
So I know there's some more questions, but we have to get ready. We're traveling 3 hours to do a Namahat program. So kindly, we'll be coming back for tomorrow morning's class. So we were going to spend the night, but we've changed that.
Oh, you won't stay there.
I already arranged with Harikata that we can come back because we...
Tonight.
Yeah.
We'll be giving class.
I'll be giving class again tomorrow. So you can save your question for tomorrow. Kindly write it down so you don't forget it.
Jūs palaikykite savo klausimus rytojus rytoj, nes reikia jau išvykti ir rytoj ryte bus vėl taip pat paskaita.
We have many hours journey and we have to get ready to go now. So we have to end the class abruptly.
Taigi mes turime jau skubiai nutraukti paskaitą.
About Ritvik philosophy tomorrow or on Monday?
But you already announced it for Monday, right?
Not announced it.
He hasn't announced it. What's better, tomorrow or...
Uh,
When will we have more people? Tomorrow or something?
I'm not sure. Probably tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow we'll have a special seminar called Defeating Ritvik Philosophy.
Taigi, tada rytoj mes planavom pirmadienį, tada rytoj bus ta paskaita, tas seminaras Ritvikų filosofijos nugalėjimas. Reiškia, mokytas skaitys.
So tell everyone.
Visiems pasakykite.
Tell everyone to come, it'd be a special seminar.
Kad visi atvyktų į šitą ypatingą seminarą. Iš ryto, kaip ir šiandien paskaita, 8 valandą Šrimad Bhagavatam.
And then Monday morning I'll be giving Bhagavatam class. And then I won't be back until October after then. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shabad Sankarshan Das Adhikari Maharaj ki
jai. Jai.